Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome aboard Blog Talk Radio. Turn that light on. Here we go. Let's join up with YouTube. Good evening, YouTube. Good to have you with us tonight. As you can see, let's try this again. There we go. Good evening to all of you on YouTube and all of you that are with us on Blog Talk Radio. It's good to have you with us tonight. And, it's a good day. This is January 9th. Already 9 days of this year gone by. Oh, my goodness. It's almost like the year's half over already. But we encourage you to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And it's going to be a good year. Remember this, our theme for the year, 2024? I looked at tonight's title and like, that's not it. 2024, the year of the open door that leads to the abundance of more. Amen. I know what I'm doing. It's right here in front of me. Let's get it back here where we can read it. Stop the distractions at the door. Run like you've never run before. Get up and dance on the dance floor. Woo! Victory is yours for sure. Victory is yours for sure. Our theme verses for this year. I've tried to get just one, but I keep ending up with three. All right. So I've set before you an open door. ... Now go through it. These things says he who is holy, he who is true, he who has the key of David, he who opens and no one shuts, and shuts and no one opens. I know your works, Lord Jesus. See, I have set before you an open door and no one can shut it. You have a little strength, but that's enough. You have kept my word and have not denied my name. The abundance of more. Jesus said, I have come that you might have life, you may have life, and that you may have it more abundantly. Hallelujah, I receive it. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. Now unto him who was able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that is at work on the inside of us. On the inside of us. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Scott and Braden, bless you. Roger Oxy,
hi, guys.
Bless you. All our folks over on Blog Talk Radio, we bless you. Hey, we got a new nation with us now. Just saw tonight, Ecuador is with us. Welcome aboard Ecuador. You are adored Ecuador. It's good to have you as part of the family. I think that makes 54 nations now. Wow, that's amazing. We have been an influence in the lives of people in 54 different nations. Amazing. Amazing, amazing. And if I was really good at Spanish, I would say, welcome me, welcome I, welcome all. El Puerto El Doro, there's an open door. I'll have to dig it up on the e-sword so I can read it, you know? I've set before you an open door that no man can shut. Oh, jeez. There it is. You ready? Y escribe al ángel de la iglesia in Philadelphia. estas cosa dice el santo, el verdadero, el quien te la llave de David, el que abre y ninguno cierra y cierra y ninguno abre. That's horrible. That's just horrible. Yo conozco tus obras. Aquí he dado un puerta abierta delante de ti, la cual ninguno puede cerrar, porque tienes un poco de potencia y has guardado mi palabra y no has negado mi nombre.
Hola, señor.
For all of you that speak Spanish, I beg of your forgiveness for such a hacking of the wonderful words of the Spanish language that I just endeavored to do. Now, anyways, welcome. It's going to be a great year. You know, let's find a verse. If we obey and serve him, we'll live our days in prosperity and our years in pleasure. That's another one of the good verses we can add here. Usually I have one verse for the year, and I'm just keep having all these verses. I don't have one yet, and that's unusual, but it's okay. Welcome aboard. It's been a good time. Now, I'll see if I can stop rambling and just get busy here.
Rebecca's just right into writing out Spanish for you.
Right.
Job 36.
What is it?
Job 36, 11.
Job 36, 11.
Love you, Rebecca. Love you, Roger, Scott, and Braden. So happy to have you all with us.
Job 36, 11. If you obey and serve him, you'll live your days in prosperity and your years in pleasure. Very good verse. Now, let's talk about where we are. We're fasting right now. I encourage you to fast. Fasting is good for you. It's good for your body. I'm telling you right now, I'm fasting. And man, the first day was tough. But then I'm just like, no, I'm going for it. I am going for it right now. And you know what? I just cut out all my food, but Sister Leanne has a very great cleansing drink that we drink, and I like it. It's very good, but I have to drink it hot. I don't like it cold, and so my ability to make it hot hasn't been very good. So I just thought, well, you know what? When I'm out driving at night, I feel like something hot, especially when it's 15 below zero. So I'll buy a coffee. I'll get a decaf, and I'll get it without cream. And my favorite drink was Dr. Pepper, so I'll drink a Sprite instead. And you know what? It's made it very simple, and my body already feels so much better. Not having that food in there for what? At least, 2 days now? Probably 3 days? Yeah, probably 2 days, Sunday. Yeah. So anyways, it's just wonderful. Now, for those of you who are like, man, Pastor, I can't fast. I'll die. No, you won't die. And I encourage you, we put a video on the family thread. And if you're not on the family thread and you'd like to be connected to our family here, the Community Faith family, it's a good family to be connected to. We want you to come and be a part of it. But if not, send me an email and say, hey, Pastor, show me this video about fasting, and we'll get that put up there for you, because it is such a healthy process for your body. It's such a healthy process for your body. It's also, according to Jesus, if you fast like Jesus would tell you to fast, it's going to get you closer to God. And it's going to get rid of unbelief. And one guy said, I believe all right. I believe I'll have me a hamburger and some fries. I haven't had anything to eat all day. Well, so I just encourage you. Two nights ago, we talked about fasting. Look it up. And let the word of God, let the word of God lead you. Fasting is for your spirit what food is for your soul. Fasting is going to let your spirit man become the strong one and put your soulless realm down. If you're going to fast your food, I would encourage you, get out a good video. Get out one of our videos we've been doing about making a confession or any of the teachings we've had and study it again. That's why I told you to mark them on the calendar. Great video. Put the name by it. And that way you'll know. I'm going to go back and listen to this one again. And it'll be a blessing to you in your life. So join with us in Jesus' mighty name. Join with us. And we're fasting this week. We're fasting meat and sweet. And
Or your food entirely.
Or what God's given you to fast. But you know what? Join with us. How good and pleasant it is for the brethren to dwell together in unity, except brother so-and-so and sister so-and-so. That's not what the Bible says. Join together in unity, and let's see a corporate anointing come upon our church as we chase after Amen. The things of God. Amen. He is the rewarder of those who diligently seek him. God is the rewarder of those who diligently seek him. And so, welcome aboard, welcome aboard, welcome aboard. Now, let me say something to you about the book of Revelation. The book of Revelation takes us a week to get through, a full 7 days, because it's actually 14 videos. But usually we can do two a night. We'll be doing the book of Revelation. It'll be on Zoom only. Somewhere within the next 2 weeks, we'll get that started. If you would like to get a curriculum from Dr. Hilton Sutton, go to his website, Hilton Sutton, HILTONSUTTON, Hilton Sutton, just like it sounds, .org, and order one, get it coming to your house. You can't order it. You're going to have to order it to Kim, not me. But I just want to tell you, as I look at end times events, we might not even make it to the book of Revelation.
Revelation, I thought that too. Like, I wonder who will wind up with the syllabuses.
If Biden truly pulls out all of our troops out of Iraq and the Middle East, and just one big fell swoop, we're gone. Like the ignorance of Afghanistan, that's going to totally destabilize that whole region. And the Bible very specifically says, when Israel's standing all by themselves, that's when Russia's going to come down, the Damascus's going to be destroyed, and the rapture's going to happen. This is not... We are so close. We are so, so close to the rapture. I feel like I want to be on YouTube all day long, half the night, every day, screaming, get ready! Ah, get ready! Because we're close. This is not the time to let your lamp be empty. So, tonight we're going to have the lesson about building a confession about being one with the Father. And then either tomorrow night, wait, what's this, Tuesday? Saturday night, we're going to be with Dr. Barclay for the end time, the end of the world part 3. Wouldn't it be something if we didn't even make it to it?
It could happen. Hi, Tracy, love ya.
It could happen. Thank you for the reminder. Would you please remind me? I'll remind you. If we remind each other, if we remind each other, we'll probably get her done. Anyways, so maybe Friday night. I'm not sure. I really want to do it tomorrow night, just because I'm ready. I've got a video where we talked about the verses of the end, and we'll just play that video again for everybody to see and for you to share with other people, because we're close. We are down to the wire here. All it takes, well, in all reality, I was going to say all it takes is for Russia to come out of the north, but Russia's already there. Go from Syria.
Amen, Tracy.
Yeah. Yeah. Tell everybody you know, please be right with God. Don't tell them get back to church. Tell them be right with God. God will tell them to get back to church. Yeah. Amen. Remember what Bill Gaither said? I catch him, God cleans him. The problem with most of us is we want to catch him and clean him. No, catch him and show them who God is, their Father. And then they'll walk with God. And they'll do it without your long bony finger of condemnation saying, well, you better do this or else. Holster that thing. And don't get it back out in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. What other announcement do we have to make? Oh, I knew there was one more. Today, I remade the introduction to Read the Word. And I remade Genesis chapter 1. And then you're going to begin seeing Read the Word videos pop up on my Facebook page and on the Community of Faith page and over there on the Hometown Warrior Care. So I encourage you, get involved and go through the Word with us. Make a point in your daily schedule to go through Read the Word with us again this year. It's a great, great, great study. The other night, I'm like, all right, I started my night. I'm like, what am I going to do tonight? And man, I started in Genesis 12 and I got to like 27 or something. I love it because I'm driving. So I can't open my Bible and read, but that guy in the video, he just keeps right on reading. Don't even stop, you know? So then last night I was in Job, and I saw stuff in Job last night I didn't see the last time I went there. But of course, you know, that's how it is. It gets gooder and gooder. So make sure you do that. You should be able to find them right there on my personal Facebook page. There is a verse in Job that I wanted to read. And it is in,
Job 36:11.
Yeah, that's a good one. If you obey and serve him, you'll live your days in prosperity and your years in pleasure. But, it was in Job 4. So I want you to go down here to verse number 12. And this is Eliphaz, the Temanite, speaking. He said, now a word was secretly brought to me, and my ear received a whisper of it. Job 4:12. In disquieting thoughts from the visions of the night, when deep sleep falls on men, you'd think he was reading 33. Fear came upon me in trembling, which made all my bones shake. That's some pretty serious fear. A spirit passed before my face. The hair on my body stood up. It stood still, but I could not discern its appearance. A form was before my eyes. There was silence. And then I heard a voice saying, Can a mortal be more righteous than God?
Wow.
Can a man be made more pure than his maker? If he puts no trust in his servants, if he charges his angels with error, how much more those who dwell in houses of clay, whose foundations is in the dust, that's us, who are crushed before a moth, broken in pieces from morning till evening, does not their own excellence go away? They die even without him. Where did that verse go? Anyways, I thought it was very interesting that he's saying, I have a dream and I had a vision. Anyways, I'm not seeing it, so I'm not going to stay there. It was really good. Oh, there it is right there. It's 5:17. 17 through 28, 27. How happy is the man whom God corrects? Therefore, do not despise the chastening of the Almighty. You'd think he's reading the New Testament.
Mm-hmm.
He bruises, but he binds up. He wounds, but his hands make whole. And so, all right, we know God's not going to beat us down. He shall deliver you in 6 troubles, yes, and 7. No evil shall touch you. 7 troubles. In famine, he shall redeem you from the depth. In war, from the power of the sword. He's going to redeem you from the power of the sword. There's a verse for Israel. You shall be hidden from the scourge of the tongue. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Every tongue that rises against you, he's going to condemn, you're going to condemn. And you shall not be afraid of destruction when it comes. You shall laugh at destruction and famine. You shall not be afraid of the beast of the earth. This is in Job. For you shall have a covenant with the stones of the field. Beast of the field shall be at peace with you. You shall know that your tent is in peace. You shall visit your dwelling and find nothing amiss. You shall also know that your descendants shall be many and your offspring like the grass of the earth. You shall come to the grave at a full age as a sheaf of grain ripens by its season. Behold, this we have searched out. It is true. Hear it and know it for yourself. That's Job. That's a really good set of verses right there.
Yeah,
fellow ought to be saying them on a regular basis. Well, let's read the word. I seem to be having a half an hour of preliminaries here. I would encourage you, of any atheist or agnostic, or would somebody please show me who God is, person? In your life, send them, read the word and challenge them. Say, I dare you to listen to it. And if they're really crass, say, you're too chicken to. Yeah. Say it to them. Quit being such a chicken. Quit being scared of truth. Why? You don't want anybody you know to miss the rapture. Say it with me. I don't want anybody I know to miss the rapture. Don't miss the rapture, guys. Walk with God in Jesus' mighty name. That's enough. I'm all done. It's time to get busy.
Hi, Sunday. Love you.
Hi, Sunday. Love you. Is that an ice cream Sunday?
Yes.
Is that a hot fudge Sunday? Sir, is that lust? You're fasting. No.
Oh, yeah.
No, I don't think it's lust. Hallelujah. Welcome aboard, friends. We're glad to have you here with us tonight. Those of you that's watching with us on YouTube, you know, click like, subscribe, hit the bell, tell your friends about it. Tonight, we are going to build a, let's see, mark down 25 minutes. I think that's the beginning. Tonight, we're going to build a confession together. Like, literally, we're going to build a confession together. And I'm going to show you how I do it. You don't have to do it like this. It's just an example of how to do it so that you can begin to take the verses that you know and turn them into grow in your life. There's a bunch of us that know a lot of verses, but they don't produce into grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord and Savior. Dr. Lester Summerall said one of the saddest occurrences in the body of Christ is that most people never grow past their first revelation of God. Why? Because it takes diligence. It takes pressing in. It takes diligently seeking him. It takes studying the word. It takes you getting focused about your life. However, there's so much more available in the Christian life than just being born again. That's just the first step. That just turns you into a baby Christian. And it's sad when we have mature adults, when we have old adults who are no more mature in their Christianity than a one-year-old. I'm not looking at anybody, so don't anybody say anything, because I'm not talking about you. And if you don't say anything, nobody will know that it was you that the Holy Spirit was talking to. Can I get an amen from anybody? Now, I'm going to work real hard at not just going off and preaching, but this is one of my favorite messages to preach, and I can already feel it coming on about another 15 or 20 verses, and we got to get ourselves started with just a few verses. So turn with me to John chapter 8, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John chapter 8. And somebody shout, I love the word. I love the word. I love the word. I love the word. Now, it's going to be a good, good night. That didn't make sense. Somewhere here. Hang on. I got to click the button. All right, John chapter 8. Do you know what my first problem with John chapter 8 is?
Just read the whole thing.
Just read the whole thing. That's and it's really not a problem. So let's read 21. And we'll read down through 36, John 8, 21 through 36, and then we'll get busy creating a confession together. Either that or I was just stretching. Here we go. There is a bulldog over. There you go. Hold your Bible up. Let's make our confession together. This is my Bible.
This is my Bible.
I believe what God's word says.
I believe what God's word
says. I am what Jesus says I am.
I am what Jesus says I am.
Because he is the great I am.
Because he is the great I am.
The Holy Spirit of God, my resident teacher.
The Holy Spirit of God, my resident
is making his word come alive in my life tonight.
Is making his His word come alive in my life tonight.
I receive the word of God.
I receive the word of
Plant
God.
Him as a seed.
Plant him as a seed.
In the good soil of my heart.
In the good soil of my heart.
Which produces a hundredfold return and more.
Which produces a hundredfold return and more.
In my spirit, soul, and body.
In my spirit, soul, and body.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. And amen and amen. Welcome. Welcome, welcome. Here we go. I'm reading from the New King James Version. And this has got to be one of your most favorite chapters in the New Testament. But maybe not. You are allowed to have your own. Not trying to control anybody. Don't have shepherding error. I'm off that already. Can I be off that? Can you hold the sign, please? Get off that subject. She doesn't have one. John 8:21. Jesus said to them, again, I am going away, and you will seek me, and you will die in your sin. That's wake up. Where I go, you cannot come. The Jews said, will he kill himself? Because he says, where I go, you cannot come. He said to them, you are from beneath. I am from above. You are of this world. I am not of this world. Therefore, I said to you that you will die in your sins. If you do not believe that I am he, you will die in your sin. Remember what Jesus said. Whosoever believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. So believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. I said it very King James. Thou shalt believe upon the Lord Jesus Christ. I was listening today to a message from Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, and he was talking about end times events and stuff. And so I was driving down the road listening to it, and he said he actually had a man say to him who was arguing for the King James Version. He said, Jonathan, you and I both know the King James Version is actually better than the original language.
And what was Jonathan's
response? It's like, well, it shows that you have a heated passion for the King James Version, but not necessarily for the truth. Whoever he was, speaking it to Jonathan Kahn, who is a Jew and can read it just naturally, you know. Anyways, I'm in verse number 26. I have many things. No, then they, 25, then they said to him, who are you? And Jesus said to them, just what I have been saying to you from the beginning. I have many things to say to you. To say and to judge concerning you. But he who sent me is true. And I speak to the world those things which I heard from him who sent Jesus the Father. They did not understand that he spoke to them of the Father. Then Jesus said to them, when you lift up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself. What Jesus said, I only do what I see the Father do. But as my Father taught me, I speak these things, and he who sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone, but I always do those things please him. You want to make a good confession? I always do those things that please him. All right? Verse 31. Jesus said to the Jews who believed, so some of them were believers, If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed. Say this, I choose to abide. Amen. Wise choice. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. They answered him, we are Abraham's descendants and have never been in bondage to anyone. And they were in bondage to Rome right then, right? Never been in bondage to anyone. How can you say you will be made free? Jesus answered them and said, what a bunch of morons. No, that's what I would say. And Jesus said, only say what the Father said. And this is what the Father said. It's written right here on the page. Jesus said, most assuredly, I say to you, whoever commits sin is a slave of sin. You're sinning, you're a slave. So stop it. No. So find the righteousness. And then it automatically stops. Therefore, no, and a slave does not abide in the house forever, but a son abides forever. Therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed. I know that you are Abraham's descendants, but you seek to kill me because my word has no place in you. Now, they were speaking the law. They were. They knew the Torah. They could quote it. But they didn't know Jesus. And Jesus is the living word. That's what his name was in heaven before he came to earth, was the word. Watch this. And you seek to kill me because my word has no place in you. I speak what I have seen with my Father, and you do what you have seen with your Father. They answered and said to him, Abraham is our father. And Jesus said to them, if you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham. But now you seek to kill me, a man who has told you the truth, which I heard from God. Abraham did not do this. You do the deeds of your father. Then they said to him, we were not born of fornication. We have one father, God. Jesus said to them, if God were your father, you would love me. For I proceed forth and come from God, nor have I come of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech? Because you are not able to listen to my word. Are of your father, the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there's no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources, for he is a liar and the father of lies. But because I tell you the truth, you do not believe me. Which of you convicts me of sin? And if I tell the truth, why do you not believe me? He who is of God hears God's word. Therefore, you do not hear because you are not of God. That is a serious set of verses. Now, let's go back and grab our main verse out of there. And that is John 8, 31 and 32. Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, if you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth. And the truth shall make you free. And I am free indeed. Can I get an indeed out of anybody?
Indeed.
Therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free. Challenge is, abide in the Word. Abide. That means live in, dwell in, inhabit the Word of God. Now, here we go. I'm going to share my screen, and I'm going to show you exactly how I create a confession. All right?
All right.
Just like that. Did you see it? All right, we're done. We'll see you after a while now. No. Click on the right folder here. And let me click on this folder. So the number one thing you have to do when you're creating a confession is start with a blank piece of paper. All right? So as you can see on the screen, we have a blank piece of paper. The next thing you have to do is put a title on it. What are we going to be making a confession about? So this one is one with the Father. All right? Now, I don't need to command you, but I'm going to. Always put the date on it. I command you, always put the date on it. Why? Because it gives you a reference point every time you look at that document. You're like, wow, I dated that on this date. And then you're going to begin to read and you're going to go back and say, wow, that's where I was then. Look how far I've come. Remember, success isn't about how far you've got to go. Success is about how far you have already come. And so, you know, if you're growing, then you're in God. So then I put the date on it. You can see it right there. Maybe you can't see it. Let me make my words a little bit larger. And I'll stretch my screen out a little bit. And got a lot of what?
Stretching room there.
All right. Now, there you go. One with the Father, January 2024. Now, and this is very important because if you don't put a title on it, you're just going to throw a bunch of random verses in. And there's nothing wrong with the random verses. They're all from the Bible. It's all going to be good information for you. But we're endeavoring to get a thought process down inside of our heart that changes our life, transforms us into a new being. So I'm also going to put in here, I'm going to put this declaration. Create a confession that helps me become one with the Father and enjoy that relationship more each day. See how I did that? What's that do? That just gives you another point of focus why it is that we're doing it. Now, in the last 3 days, as we've been teaching, last 2 days, let me say it differently. Somewhere in the last week, I talked about this once, I think. Is that better? So I asked Sister Leanne to create a verse list on January 6th, one with the Father, verse list. She created a verse list for us. So there are some important verses that you can use. And then I've got a bunch of verses already written out that will make good verses to put into this confession. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to establish the fact that I've got to hide God's word in my heart. So here we go. Let's find that verse. First thing we're going to do is we're going to pull up the Bible program, and I'm going to go to search. Let's see. I'm going to search, thy word have I hid in my heart. I'm going to put word, heart, and sin. And I'm going to search the whole Bible, all the words. So click enter. And it brought up my verse. Your word have I hidden in my heart that I would not sin against you. All right? So I'm going to click on that verse twice. It gives me the option to copy it. I'm going to copy it. And there's just so many verses here that sooner or later you got to say, wait a minute, I'm going to be very focused. Blessed are you, O Lord, teach me your statutes. With my lips I've declared all the judgments of your mouth. I've rejoiced in the way of your testimonies as much as in all riches. I will meditate on your precepts and contemplate your ways. I mean, that's a good one. You can put all that in there. All right? But we're going to stick to Psalm 119. So here's my confession. Put this verse in first. And then I'm going to say about this verse, I got to get myself in the right space. I am filling my heart with God's word, capitalized word, so that sin has no so that I am full of God's word. Here's the verse. Now, it depends on how you like to do it. Some people put the verse reference in right there, and then some people put the verse reference in right down here. Doesn't matter which place you put it. That's up to you. Usually when I'm doing a confession, no, not usually. So that's the beginning. I am filling my heart with God's word so that I am full of God's word. Little redundant. We'll have to work on it, but we got to start. Your word have I hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you. Now, this is Old Testament. Okay? So they had to hide the word in their heart so they didn't sin, because sin was everywhere and sin was in them. And they didn't get to be free from sin. Their sins were just covered. So David said, I must fill my heart with God's word. And so now let's go to the next verse that we just did. And that is, we just did it, John chapter 8. All right. Wait, I'll search for it. So here we go again. I'm going to search. Know truth and free. See how I did that? When you know the truth will set you free. Might not know the reference. I'm going to search all words in the Bible. There's the verse. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So then you click on this reference right here. Takes you to the page. And there's our verse. Now, I'm going to do 31. So I'm going to click that, and it's going to give me copy the verses, and I'm going to do 31 and, whoops, and 32, not 33, 32. And then I'm going to come over here and click OK. I'll come back over here to my verses, and I'm going to put in John 8:31 through 32. All right. Now, so I already know I'm going to change my reference. I'm going to put that down here at the end. There we go. I'm going to say about this. I choose to know the truth. And Jesus sets me free. Now, this verse says, then Jesus said to those Jews who believed in him, well, we're not those Jews. I'm going to do this. Then Jesus says to Samuel, because I believe in him. Now you might say, Pastor, this is a lot of work. No, this isn't a lot of work. This is the work of going to the next level in God. This is what every great man and woman of God we've ever brought in front of you has done, because sooner or later, you got to take that list of verses that the Holy Spirit has brought to you while we were preaching, and you got to say, wait, I've got to take these verses and grow. I can't just stay like I am. But if you don't take these verses and make them your own so that they make sense to you without changing the meaning, I didn't change nothing there. I just personalized the verse. Then Jesus says to Samuel, I like to do it because we make our confessions together, to Samuel and Leanne, because you, better put my you in there, don't miss a word, because you believed in me, because he's talking to me personally. If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. So here we go. Let's do our first two verses. I am filling my heart with God's word so that I am full of God's word. Your word I have hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you. I choose to know the truth, and Jesus sets me free. Then Jesus says to Samuel and Leanne, because you believed in me, if you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Now, let's go up there and fix that first line. I don't like it. I'm filling my heart with God's word so that there is no room for sin. Let's see. So that my mind renewed to God's ways. Your word have I hid in my heart that I will not sin against you. Now, naturally, as we go through this, you're going to have the King of James's and the New King of James's wording in here.
Why?
Because I'm going to copy out of the King James. So what you do is you take it out. Well, Pastor, you can't change the word. You're not changing the word. You're just changing the ending of the verbs and the tenses. That's all you're doing. You're not changing the word. I didn't change the word right there. It's just saying this word is personal to Samuel and Ann. And actually, I'll go in here at the middle point of 31, and I'll take that if out. And I'll say, since you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed. What? There's not about an if in my life. I am walking with God. I am in the word. There's not going to be any more ifs. It is since I've already made my decision. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Now, as we were reading that last one, I see the necessity of putting Romans chapter 12 in there. All right? But in all actuality, we need to get the verse in there about being one with Jesus. Because that's probably the first verse we should do. Wouldn't you think? But wait, I want you to see this. I'm doing this on purpose. This is Bible study. This is daily devotions right here. This is what it takes to be in his presence and build strength, spiritual strength in your life. We already asked Father and the Holy Spirit to be here and guide us into the truth. So that's what it takes. So let's open up the Bible again. Where's the Esau? Here we go. You might say, Pastor, I don't remember where the verse is that talks about one with him. Let's see if we can find it. That's the whole Bible. Let's do the New Testament. All right. And there's a lot of verses, so let's fine-tune it. That's a phrase, so let's click on the phrase word. Nope. All right. One with Father. Let's see. No, oh, that's not a phrase. What what we're doing is learning how to find the right words in this verse. Jesus said, what else do we know in that set of verses? One with. All right, let's see if we got it down here. John. I know it's John 17, but I was trying to find it. It's not there. So then I'm going to go to Bible Hub and search up the verse. Where does it say be one with him? So here it is. John 17, and we're going down to verse number 20. And let's see what we are missing. I do not pray for these alone, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they all may be one as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. Well, now that's a really good verse. We need that in there. Here we go. Copy the verse. Next screen comes up. Click copy. Now we're going to paste it over here. Now, you don't have to have it in your notepad, in your email. I could do the same thing in my email, right? Or if you have Microsoft Word, you can do it in there. Now, this is good that they all may be one as you, Father, are in me and I in you. They also may be one in us that the world may believe that you sent me. And I'm going to fine tune that. But all of a sudden in my heart, I say, wait a minute. I need to know the verse that the Father is seeking me to be one with him. Right? Put that verse in here. Now, this isn't a perfect list. This is just a list. So let's go. What does it say? Seeking him. Did we find it? John 4:23. There it is. The hour is coming, and now is, when true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father is seeking such to worship him. Amen.
Amen.
So let's grab those two verses right there, 23 and 24. We don't need 25. Let's grab 24. We'll bring them over here. And I'm going to, just the way I want to do it, I'm going to put that up here first because I want my first part of this confession to say, Father is seeking me. Right? So now you can leave this in there. The hour is coming and now is. Or if you're, isn't that something? Highlight. Wait, highlight. Drag, didn't drag. I'll be all right. Highlight, copy, and paste. Now, you might say, Pastor, you're just flying. Well, I am flying a little bit. I've done this a lot. Well, here's the cool thing. You can go back and turn this video on, and you can see this. And you can stop it, and you can start it. Now, I'm going to put in here, all right? I'm going to take this out because this confession is going to be long enough. I don't have to have all the words in there. Ready? So the hour, depending on how specific you are with your grammar, the hour now is when the true worshipers will worship the Father, Spirit, and in truth, for the Father is seeking such to worship him. Now, I'm going to take this verse and say, the hour now is the Father is seeking me to worship him. Why? Because that's what this is about. And then I'm going to say, watch this. Then I'm going to put that other phrase down here. Now watch me. And as a true worshiper, I worship you, Father, in spirit and in truth. Pastor, you just changed the whole verse. No, I didn't. I just took a phrase, a clause, and moved it to a different part of the sentence. I changed no part of that verse. I made it personal. The hour now is that the Father is seeking me, I'm not a such, to worship him. And as a true worshiper, I worship you, Father, in spirit and in truth. Now, we don't necessarily need verse 24 because we already said it once. You can leave that in there and you can say, God, you are the great spirit. Yeah, I don't want to do that. You are, I might have to do it anyways, a spirit, and I, see how I'm doing this? And I worship you. And I worship you. In spirit and in truth. Now, Pastor, why in the world do you take this all apart like this? Well, I want to make this a very powerful confession as I make it, so that it's personal to me and I am speaking straight to God. I'm not speaking to him in second person, in third person. I'm speaking straight to God. So let's just start where we are and read it out loud. The hour now is that the Father is seeking me to worship him, and as a true worshiper, I worship you, Father, in spirit and truth. God, you are a spirit, and I worship you in spirit and in truth. That they all may be one, as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. All I'm going to do is rearrange those words so that it doesn't sound so King Jamesy, and I make it personal to me and the Father. I'm all right.
Love you, Audrey.
Love you, Audrey. Welcome. Now, here we go. That they all may be one, as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be one in us. So I'm going to start this out with this. Jesus says about me, Samuel, you put your name in there, that I may be one as Father, or as you, Father, and Jesus. All I'm doing is taking words and making it work. Be one as you, Father, and Jesus are one. And when you look at what the verse says, I'm going to go back to it. John 17, verse 20. That they may all be one, as you, Father, are in me, and I in you. So what did I write? I wrote out that I may be one as you, Father, and Jesus are one. That I also may be one in you. That I also may be one in you. Now see, you might say, man, Pastor, this is a lot of work. Well, sent Jesus to us or to me. Jesus says about me, Samuel, that I may be one as you, Father, and Jesus are one. That I also may be one in you, that the world may believe that you, Father, put the you in the wrong place, that you, Father, you, comma, Father, comma, sent Jesus to me. I'm filling my heart with God's word, so that my mind is completely renewed to God's ways. Your word I have hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you. I choose to know the truth, and Jesus sets me free. Then Jesus says to Samuel and Leanne, because you believed in me, since you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Now listen, there's a lot of people that will hear a preacher preach words. And they'll go home and they'll write out words from what he said, but have no idea where the reference is. It's not wrong. You've got to have a reason for the hope that I have within you. You might even send me an email, a text, a message, say, Pastor, where's this verse? And I'll remind you. Make sure you go to eSword or go to the Bible Hub. It's just BibleHub.com. And then just type in there, where does it say in the Bible? And then put the phrase, you know. And I've never seen Bible Hub fail you at pulling it up. It always pulls up the reference. And then you'll be able to put it right in here. Now, let's go back to our teaching from last night and grab another verse. Here's John 17. Now, I also want to put John 1:12 in. So this is the teaching from the other night. You're very much welcome to have my notes. And it's got all these verses right in it. So you can have that. I'll be glad to share it with you. And, oops, that's not the right place. I'm going to go back here. Now, this one says, he came to his own and his own did not receive him, but to as many as received him. Where do we want to put that? We want to put it in the beginning? I think I do want to put it at the beginning, because that's really the beginning. You receive Jesus and you get the power to become the sons of God. That's the beginning, isn't it? So then I'm going to have to stretch that, and that's called control or command plus. And you want it to be bold so you guys can see it. And then you keep plussing it until you get it to the right sign. Now, John 11:12, he came to his own did not receive him. We don't need that verse. Or you could say, Jesus came to me and I received him. But you're going to say that anyways in the next verse. So just for the sake of space and getting more verses in, because what will happen in these confessions, if you're not careful, you'll make them so long that you look at it and you're like, man, I can't say all that. But make it so you can speak these words. All right? So this says, but as many as received him. You can take all those words out and say, Jesus, I have received you. And you gave me right to become a children of God, a child of God, because I believe in your name. I need an A. Where? All right. Now, you might say, Pastor, I can't do this. I would encourage you to get started and just say, you know what? I'm going to do one of these. And learn to copy, learn to paste. And if you can't do anything else, then open your Bible up and see the verse. And write it on a piece of paper like you want it. And go through and change the tense and change the words. All of a sudden, you'll realize on the inside of you, you are smarter than what anybody gave you credit for.
And know more of the Bible than the
sun. And you'll know more, and you'll realize you know more of the Bible. Now watch this. I didn't do good in English grammar. Or grammar. Grammar or grammar. And I saw a really good dad joke the other day. What was it? It was so good. It was really funny. It really made you laugh.
Really?
Oh, it did. It was a good one.
Would it make the rest of us laugh?
Oh, you, yeah, every one of you. Yeah. What is red in the Dead Sea that hurts your teeth?
I don't know that.
A brick that somebody threw and hit you in the mouth.
That's another one of those jokes that you had to see at first to appreciate it, must be.
It was worth the look on your face. But she did not just say that. But now, so I'm just showing you, this is exactly how we do it. So let's start the top. Jesus, I have received you. You gave me the right to become a child of God because I believe in your name. The hour now is seeking me to worship him. And as a true worshiper, I worship you, Father, in spirit and truth. God, you are spirit, and I worship you in spirit and in truth. I don't know if you're experiencing it, but I'm getting the Holy Ghost warmth up the farther we go into this. I love it. It's got the stamp of God's approval on it. Jesus says about me, Samuel, that I may be one as you, Father, and Jesus are one. I may be one with you. Or should we say in you? In you. As you, Father, and Jesus are one, that I also may be one in you, that the world may believe that you, Father, sent Jesus to me. I'm filling my heart with God's word so that my mind is completely renewed to God's ways. Your word I have hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you. I choose to know the truth, and Jesus sets me free. And Jesus says to Samuel and Leanne, because you believed in me, since you abide in my word, you are my disciples, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
I love it.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you love it?
Mm-hmm.
I love it. This is how we build the word of God on the inside of us. Let's do another one. We'll go right to our verse list. This is from last night, January 9th. No, this is from January whatever night it was. Anyways, here's John 3:16. Should we add that one? It's there to add if you want it. Now, let's get, now these are just the verses I preached to us the last two nights. Let's get this one right here. Oops. Copy. Oh, come on, just copy. It's the greatest computer you could ever buy. Copy. There we go. Change my folder. Now, where are we going to put this one? Let's put this one.
What one was it?
Right here. This is Proverbs. And really, guys, you might look at me and say, Pastor, you're just so good at this. If you only knew where I started, you would be like, I can do this. Pastor's doing it. I can do it. Now, this is Proverbs 20:27. Look at this. Get your spirit in charge of your triune being. The spirit of man, that factor in human personality, which proceeds immediately from God, is the lamp of the Lord searching all his inward parts. Now, I don't know about you, but that's like, did you really say all of those words together? All right. That's the Amplified Classic. That's written by a woman. A man couldn't say those many words together. It would have to take a woman to do that. And she sounds like a lawyer. All right. The spirit of man, that factor in human personality which proceeds immediately from God. Now see, if you want to use that, you can. Or you can just go to Proverbs 20:27, and you can say, Billy, the spirit of man is the lamp of the Lord. And my spirit is searching all of my inward parts. But did you see what it just said? God, you are a spirit, and I worship you in spirit and in truth. And my spirit, the spirit man that I am, is the lamp of the Lord searching all the inward parts. See, what are we doing? We're building a set of verses that teach us what it takes to be one with him. You got to figure out who you are. You are a spirit, you have a soul, and you live in your human body. Your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, because that's where your spirit is. And God, by the Spirit, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit come to live within your spirit. And they live within you. And now your spirit man is born again. So you might say, Pastor, I don't think that verse is going to do me any good right now. So watch this. Copy. Just move it down the page. And we'll leave it there for later. Maybe you might want to do it. Now, the Amplified says, check out 1 Corinthians 2:11. Let's go grab that real quick. Because what is that saying? 1 Corinthians 2 is one of our favorite chapters. 11. Look at this one. What man knows the things of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. So say this with me. My spirit man is what gets connected to God Almighty. Let's go back to our verse list. Grab another verse. Ready? Let's grab this one. Now, go back over here, grab this note. Now, let's see. I must worship you in spirit and in truth. I may be one, filling my heart with God's word. So let's go up here. And we'll just plus size this till we get it. Now, let's read this verse out loud. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Why is this verse so important, Pastor? Because this verse tells you and me that it is our whole spirit, soul, and body. It's not your mind, body, and heart. That's two parts. You are a spirit. Whoops. You are a spirit. You have a soul. That's your mind, will, and emotions. And you live in the body. Now, you might say, man, Pastor, I can't even figure out how to put that verse in there so I can get it. Well, may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely. That part of the verse is not necessarily what we're trying to get to. right now, right? So what do you, what can you do with that? You can take that right out right there and just put three dots. What's that say? There's something about this verse we're not adding in this confession. You're not changing the Bible. You're just taking the part of the verse that is important for you to understand. And now, say, and let's do this. God, let's see, the verse says, the God, let's see, the God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray for Holy Spirit. God, has sanctified my whole spirit, soul, and body so that I will be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And don't leave out the next part. He who calls you is faithful, who also will do it. The King James says, faithful is he who calls you, who also will do it. Now, that's one of the, this is one of those verses that you can also go into your eSword or your Bible program, whatever you have. And let's do a compare. I'm on the wrong verse. Find the right verse. 1 Thessalonians 5. Okay, well, how about we get back and we get the right verse? 1 Thessalonians 5, 23. Now we'll click the compare button. Everybody's got to compare somewhere close to you. You just got to find it. Look at this. I pray that God, who gives peace, will make you completely holy. May your spirit, soul, and body be kept healthy and faultless until our Lord Jesus Christ returns. That's a good way to say it.
Yeah, it is.
The God of peace himself sanctify you completely. May the God who gives you peace make you holy in every way. May he keep your whole being, spirit, soul, and body blameless. All right? What's interesting is they're all saying spirit, soul, and body. They're not changing it. Let's go down here to the Greek. I'll let you read that one, Sister Leanne. All right, New Living Translation, may the God of peace make you holy in every way, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless. All right, here's the Woman's Translation, the Amplified Classic. And by the way, Brother Copeland now has all the rights to the Amplified Classic to be able to continue to print it.
Really?
Yeah. How cool is that?
That kind of amazes me because he's a King James.
Yeah, but glorious. Gloria, yeah, she's
Amplified. Yeah.
And may the God of peace himself sanctify you through and through, separate you from profane things, make you pure and holy, consecrated to God. May your spirit, soul, and body be preserved, sound, and complete, and found blameless at the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's a high-dollar one right there. All right. Well, as you can see, that's the compare, and we'll go back to the Bible. Now, what are you showing us, Pastor? There's no right way and wrong way to do this. You might want to just put the verses in and just read them. I like them to poetic flow sense to me. I like to make it personal so that the whole time I'm speaking the word, I'm speaking it straight to God and it's not in second person saying you. Because God's not saying it to you all out there. God's saying it to you, me, right here. Amen?
Amen.
And you want to make the Bible personal. All right? God has sanctified my whole spirit. And you and I got to work on the soul and the body. so that I might be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because if there's any part of us that's going to get out of line, it's your soulish realm and your body. Now, let's grab one more. We got time for one more? Let's see what else we got here. Now, here's some really good ones. We're talking about being one with the Father. I'm just looking for my Father verses. I'm going to grab a couple verses here. Move them over there so we can just keep them right down in the one document. Now, everybody go home, or are you all still here?
All right. I'm still here.
I know. Now, I'm going to put this over here in my note document. I'm going to bring them up big so you can see them. These are the verses that I've been teaching for the last several nights, helping us to see that we get to be one with them. Now we need to take these verses. Now watch. Or any verse that God has given to you about this and add them in. I don't know all the verses. I give you what comes to me by the Holy Spirit as I'm teaching. Now, let's look at these verses. All the Father gives me will come to me, and the one who comes to me, I will by no means cast out. This is Jesus talking. That's a good verse. Philemon 1:6, that the sharing of your faith may become effective by the acknowledgement of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. Let's look at this next one. Romans 12:3. God has given to us the measure of faith we need to live our lives. For I say through the grace given to me, to everyone who's among you, think of yourself where God sees you. God has dealt to each one of us the measure of faith. All right? Hebrews 11:6, without faith it's impossible to please him. He who comes to God must believe he is and believe that God rewards those who diligently seek him. I've already got that into a paraphrase a little bit. I'm gonna put that one in next, all right? This is about diligently pleasing God. Where are we going to put that one? Put it right here. Right after you will know the truth. Now, you're going to find that as you do this, I mean, I've got a bunch of these, and I'm going to share them with you, and you're welcome to take the ones I have already made and then continually make them your own. Continually make it your own. Edit it. Add some more verses. As you go through this, the Holy Spirit of God's going to inspire another verse to you, and you're going to be like, man, that should go right there with that. And you can have one about your money, about your health, about your body, about your mind, about your spirit, about your family, about your... It don't matter. You can have 15 or 20 of these things that you speak consistently. Remember, when you speak it, it goes down in your heart, plants a seed that grows up into a tree, a plant that produces the harvest that you want. The only reason any of us have not entered in deeper with God is we don't have this word deep in our heart. Thy word have I hid in my heart. And David said that I don't sin against you, but thy word have I hid in my heart, that I would prosper, be in health, even as my soul prospers. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I may enjoy the relationship of oneness with you. Here we go. Right now, coming to me, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. you, Father, make me to lie down in green pastures. You lead me beside the still waters, and you restore my soul. And I thank you. That's just another set of verses that you can put right in here. Now listen, the reason we do this, because you can say, well, Pastor, I know all that. But the reason why we do this is it is only the Word of God that has the ability to change you. When you speak the word, life happens. Let's grab that verse. Proverbs chapter 4. I got a whole bunch of verses in here now. Proverbs chapter 4. Now, I know where this verse is, but remember that we teach you the verse that says, the word is life to those who find it and health to all your flesh? Well, here it is right here. Proverbs 4, 20 through 23. But 22 is the one that says, for they are life to those who find them and help to all their flesh. The word of God is life to you. It's help to all your flesh. So that's why we put these verses in here. I'm just going to grab that. This is what I do. You don't have to do it this way. I'm not telling you to do it this way. I'm giving you an example of a way you might want to do it. I like those verses, so I'm going to take them down here to the bottom, and I usually write reference. And I just build me a list of verses down here that I thought of while I was doing this. I may start another whole confession about that. Now let's get this one here, Hebrews 11:6. Faith makes it light and easy to please him. Watch what this says. With faith, it is possible to please him. For he who comes to God believes that he exists and believes that God rewards you and then you can just say, and I believe that you, Father, reward me. You, Father, rewards me. Reward me because I diligently seek. Now see, all I did is take it out of that second person, put it in the first person. With faith, you can say this, with faith, I please God my Father. For when I comes to God. Did you come to God yet?
Yes.
When I came to God. When I came, God believed that he exists. And I believe that you, Father, reward me because I diligently seek you. Now, I still got my tenses mixed up. But with faith, I please you, God my Father. Yeah, I just heard him say, yeah, you do. For when I came to you, Father, I firmly believed that you existed. See, I'm changing it again. And I believe that you, Father, reward me. And I take the believe word out and say, and I know that you, Father, reward me because I diligently seek you. Now, you can take this out from here, copy, paste it at the end here. Now remember, you can go back and watch this video again, and all of a sudden, you're going to begin to get this. Now you might say, well, Pastor, what if I mess up and do something wrong and change a verse? God's going to reach right out of heaven. He's got a club that reaches all the way to the throne, all the way here, and he's going to smack you right in the head. Now, see, he's not going to do that. Why? Because you are stretching out right now, learning a way to diligently get connected with the Father. Got to take the it out. Faith makes. Faith, because you can't give an it talking about God. Faith makes knowing and pleasing God. That's a whole different verse. Light and easy. Somehow I got the wrong title on the different on the right verse. Light and easy. That's out of Matthew 11. With faith, I please you, God my Father. For when I came to you, Father, I firmly believe that you exist. And I know that you, Father, reward me because I diligently seek you. Now you might say, Pastor, you've hacked that all up. Well, I don't know. I got to make the word of God personal, or it's always in the second person talking to somebody else. It's not as real. And God wants it to be real. Those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. God wants this book to come alive so that you can use these verses on this page in your daily life like you use a wrench. Ratchet, 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 ratchet. That's how God wants you to use his word every single day. Well, look what time it is already. That's something. So let's start back at the top, and we'll read this together. And we'll read what we have, and you'll see how easy it is to look at it and say, well, that might need some changing. This is what I love about this. Every one of you have seen this and said, well, I might not say it that way, Pastor. I'd say it like this. That's exactly right. And when you get this and you do it, say it exactly that way. Make it match the Bible. And I'm very glad to share this with you. So here we go. Read this with me, starting here with John chapter 1. Well, I can move that right up to the top of the page. Jesus, I have received you, and you gave me the right to become a child of God because I believe in your name. The hour now is that the Father is seeking me to worship him. And as a true worshiper, I worship you, Father, in spirit and in truth. God, you are a spirit. Wow. And I am a spirit. And I worship you in spirit and in truth. God has sanctified my whole spirit, soul, and body so that I will be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls me is faithful, who also will do it. John 17:21. Jesus says about me, Samuel, that I may be one in you, as you, Father, and Jesus are one. That I also may be one in you, that the world may believe that you, Father, sent Jesus to me. And that one needs a little more shrinking yet. Do you like it? All right. Say it with me. I am filling my heart with God's word so that my mind is completely renewed to God's ways. Your word I have hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you. I choose to know the truth, and Jesus set me free. Then Jesus says to Samuel and Leanne, because you believed in me, since you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Makes that, and the truth makes us free. Yeah, see? And all it is they wrote it like they did in the tense they did so that a preacher can stand up open and read it to all of you. But you got to go home and take that word and now make it so it works in your life. But with faith, I please you, God, my Father. But when I came to you, Father, I firmly believe that you exist. And I know that you, Father, reward me because I diligently seek you. Psalm 23. Let's just say this one from our heart. Lord, you are my shepherd. I shall not want. You make me to lie down in green pastures. You lead me beside the still waters. You restore my soul. See, David was the first one that really helped me see how to do it because of how he started Psalm 23. John 6:37. All that the Father gives me will come to me, and the one who comes to me, I will in no means cast out. So this is Jesus. So Jesus is saying, all that the Father gives me, and that's you, Samuel. And the one who comes to me. And since I, Samuel, come to God, he will in no way cast me out. Philemon 1:6. That the sharing of my faith may become effective by the acknowledgement of every good thing which is in me in Christ Jesus. Did this help tonight? Yeah. God bless you, Sunday. We love you. And I want to encourage everybody that's listening. You might say, man, Pastor, you put a lot into this. Well, when I stand before Jesus, he's going to look at me and say, well done, good and faithful servant. And if I don't show diligence to study his word here, then how's he going to be able to look at me and say, well done? He might say, I'm proud of you. You got saved. You got born again. But when it comes to knowing the word, you don't know it. Apostle Paul said, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman who doesn't need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Now, let me make my statement one more time here. I don't want anybody to be offended at me in any way. Not anyone offended. This is how I do it. And it's sort of how Sister Leanne does it. We do it together. That's our deal. But this may not be you at all. Hopefully tonight what you saw us doing will inspire you. That's the whole purpose of this. Will inspire you to find a way to get the word down in your heart. Be inspired. Now, I've said it to you guys many times. One of the other ways, and you know I do because I send them to you. But I'll just go in here and I hit my voice recorder button. This voice record button right here. And I'll just set up about 6 or 8 verses together, and I'll click it, and I'll just read those verses all together. And then when I'm driving down the road, I can click on that audio, and I'm hearing those verses together, just reading them right out of the Bible. I don't have them worked down into confession like this, but I'm putting that word in my heart. It's going in my ears. It's going down in my heart. It is filling my heart so that the only thing that's in this heart is the word of God and the love of God and the spirit of God and all that other stuff we've been trained and confused about religion and religiosity just goes. Because here's what will happen. When you know the truth, fables, wives' tales, Uncle Larry, Aunt Hazel, all of that stuff, when you know the truth, you hear it and you're like, eh, that ain't really true. And then all of a sudden you change. I remember one time I was at Dr. Barclay's church. The service was finished. It was one of them kicking Holy Spirit conferences where we were in revival. We were having an outpouring, man. It was amazing. So it's probably about 11:30 at night or something. We're walking across the parking lot. I don't remember who it was. Somebody yelled across the parking lot at me and said, have a good night or something, brother. Anyways. And from Bible college came these words. Preach. Let's see. Wow, that's good. I can't even remember it. It's good. Because I'm not remembering because it was... It was one of them statements that's just not a good statement. It was, be ready to preach, pray, sing, or die at any moment's notice. I didn't even get to the die word. I'm like, I ain't saying that. I'm ready to preach, pray, sing, or fly, go to heaven in the rapture, but I ain't going to die for Jesus. He don't need me to die for him. He needs me to live for him. God doesn't need more martyrs. He needs more people that will actually live for him. Live in the power of the Holy Spirit, live under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, and walk with God using every bit of the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and the shield of faith, and the helmet of salvation, and the breastplate of righteousness, and your shoes, your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel. That's what we just put in there tonight, the gospel of peace. And so that's why I'm showing you how to do this. I know some of you have been inspired. You might say, Patrick, can I do all that on my phone? Oh, yeah, I do it on my phone all the time. You just got to find the apps on your phone that will agree. Is that right? I have found on my iPhone that my eSword, my notepad, and my eSword and my notepad seem to agree. And so, therefore, this makes it simple for me to do. And I can do all the same things that you just saw right here. I can do it right on my phone and create. You know, it takes a little bit of time. But let me say this about the time it takes. You're in the presence of the Father. You're in the presence of the Word. We were in the presence of God's holy Word tonight. He's not ashamed of us. I heard him say one time tonight, you're doing it. Why? Because we're taking this Word and we're showing you how to make it usable in your daily life. This is a great book. Go ahead.
You don't have to do it all at once. Many times some of our confessions have built over months.
Yeah.
We have a specific thing that we want to deal with that we can put a few verses of God's word on, and you just keep pounding it. And then pretty soon, like Pastor said earlier, new verses keep coming to you, and then you just add them as God sends them to you.
It's like I'll be like every Sunday morning I go to Dr. Winston's church first because he's at 7 a.m.
Yeah.
And then I go to Dr. Barclay's church because he's at 9 a.m. And so I get 4 hours of church before I ever see all y'all on Sunday morning. That's why I'm usually like wired to the wall. But they'll be right in the middle of preaching and they'll say a verse and I'm like, I'm putting that verse in that confession. God bless you. I know you're going to preach good words right now, but I got to go get this done. And so right there on the spot, I go to the eSword. I find the reference. I copy it. I go to my note and I take it over there and I paste it in right now. Why? Because they just gave another verse that just said a powerful thing that I need to have in that confession. Why? Because that confession is turning me into who God wants me to be. What is it? It's the word of God. Now, I know there's a whole bunch of people that says, man, oh, this isn't important, Pastor. You don't have to do all of this. I know. You can stay ignorant and be boring, fight battles.
That's an amazing way to fight
battles. This is how you fight battles. Because you just, all of a sudden, the word is so strong in you. Like today, I was dealing with some things, and I'm like, my mouth is trying to go the wrong way. Wait. Let me say it differently. The fiery darts coming at me is trying to take my mouth the wrong way. Mm-hmm. All right? And I'm like, I'm not going there. And just like that, up out of my spirit came these verses. And he who sows bountifully will reap bountifully. He who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. Let each one purpose, determine in his own heart what he will give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. And then the King James and the New King James says, and God is able to make all grace abound. Well, I changed that when I put this in a confession and said, and God is making all grace abound toward me. Why? I am a sower. We are sowers. We are tithers, we are givers, and we're serious about it. Therefore, we can say, all grace is abounding to us that we always, having all sufficiency in all things, have an exceeding abundance every day unto every good work.
Amen.
Now, he who supplies seed to the sower, bread for the eater, supply and multiply the good seed you have sown, and he increases the fruits of my righteousness. All of what I just said to you came right out of a confession that we wrote out of 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 6 to 15. And that was probably at the beginning of COVID, right? Yeah, that was before that, wasn't it?
Before that.
Yeah. But here's the revelation. Don't go ooh and ah about us. You grab a hold of it and say, Holy Spirit, teach me. Listen, you might say, Pastor, I want to do this and I can't figure it out. Then text me. Send me a message. Send me an email and say it. And I will help you. I will help you. You might say, well, Pastor, this seems to make sense. I'm just not putting something together. Then in the text, in the message, you can say, well, this didn't make sense. Well, automatically, you seeking God is going to give you an answer. And because we're spiritual leaders, we're fivefold ministry leaders, when you come to us, man, that answer is going to come right out of us. It's going to come right out of us. And like revelation knowledge comes in. And then because you ask the question, we come here and ask the question and tell everybody else about it. That's what I got. I got really good questions the other day. And in a text, in a message, so I got to answer that in the next couple of minutes. That's what it is. And then Friday night, I'm going to talk about end times. Saturday night, we're going to be with Dr. Barclay, Zoom only. Dr. Barclay, Zoom only on Saturday night. It's going to start at 7 Eastern.
Yes.
7 Eastern, 6 Central.
Yes.
Pay attention to the family thread because that's where you're going to get your updated information. Anyways, if you would like what I got started here, I'll be glad to send it to you. And I encourage you to grow in God and grow and develop in him. Matter of fact, let's find that verse. Find one more verse. It's the verse that says, grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior. There it is, 2 Peter 3:18.
You got it?
Yep. 2 Peter 3:18. But grow in grace. Pastor, how do I grow in something that is the supernatural power of God? Well, grow in grace of our Lord and grow in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be glory, both now and forever. Amen. How are you going to do that? You just can't every day. Father, I just grow in your grace today. I like that verse, those verses. I'm going to put that verse right down in here. And my reference verses, where did it go? There they are. I'm adding that set of verses right down there. 2 Peter 3:18. But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And if you didn't gain anything from this tonight, and you're like, there's no way I'd put that much time in it, Pastor, I encourage you, find a way, somehow. Let me see Brother Jesse's. I don't know whether Brother Jesse put this together or Kathy. Jesse put this together. All right? He made this real fancy little thing here. And I want to make one just like it, but I can't plagiarize it. But I like it. This says, confess God's word. Now, I'm not doing this so I make any money. If you want one of these, go to Brother Jesse's site and buy this from him. All right? It's got a real nice little awesome stand thing. Oh. Stop the screen share. Thank you.
Very well.
There you go. It's just this nice thing. Confess God's word. And it starts out, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. And then inside of it, he has a confession on confidence, on deliverance, on favor, on forgiveness, on guidance, on healing, on joy. And it goes right down the list. And then on each one, you got about 8 or 10 verses that are written out. And also maybe it's like 20 verses for each one.
About 20 verses, yeah.
That's a powerful thing. Now, he just writes the verse out so you can say it.
He does personalize them, though.
He does?
Yeah.
All right, this is confidence. Confess that you are who God says you are. I'm created in God's image. I resemble my Father because he created me in his own image. Yeah, he did. He personalized that. That's Genesis 1:27. Yeah, so that's what we're doing. I'm blessed. God has put his hand of blessing on me. He's commanded me to be fruitful in all things, to multiply what I've been given, to fill the earth with seed, subdue whatever rises up against me. I have dominion. This is really good. Did you give this to me?
I didn't, but I'll share.
All right, here we go. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We bless you tonight. Lord, I've shared what you shared with me. With the greatest of diligence. I made it so everybody could see right on the screen. Slow the video down. Watch it. Click on it. Lord, I pray for everyone within the sound of my voice and within the influence of all of our lives. Help us. Help people to know you and to know your ways and to learn how to do this word and create a confession and figure out how to get these words out of the word, out of your book, your guide. Help us get these words out of these pages and down inside of our life so that we are mighty, awesome, wonderful, amazing warriors of the cross every day of our life. In Jesus' mighty name. You know, just like that, I had another verse come to me. See if I can get it real quick. Acts 19:20. Well, this is Acts 19, where they actually burned their magic books. If you got anything magic in your house, don't give it to somebody else. Burn that garbage. Don't defile somebody else's soul. So they did that. And the next verse says, so the word of God, the word of the Lord, grew mightily and prevailed. Because of Paul and Timothy's influence, Ephesus changed. Ephesus was where the great goddess Diana was. And it had marble, everything. People from all over the world sent shiploads of wealth in honor of this great Diana, this goddess. And all along the street to the port where everything came in at, you know, it was a shipping port. All along that street, the walls were marble. The streets were marble. Marble pillars. Marble naked statues of people. All the city was very perverse. And yet it was the largest church in Paul's influence. And Timothy was the pastor. And now when you read Timothy, 1 Timothy and 2 Timothy, you know why Paul, by the Holy Spirit, is saying what he's saying to Timothy. Because Timothy was in a very perverse place. And yet the influence transformed the whole city and shut that whole God down. And almost in the same place. In the book of Revelation, it declares that Babylon has fallen. It's fallen. Babylon the Great has fallen. And the whole world is going to mourn. And today, let's go now to communion, because I will go preach those verses really good right now. I know, Roger. Just say it. 4 more hours. All right, here we go. It's time to receive communion. Let's get the riot at Ephesus off our screen. Let's open up to our communion verses. Actually, I like to do my communion verses off of my phone. I like how it turns out on my phone. Is that all right if I do it on my phone?
Sure.
All right, we're almost there. This is a confession God gave to me when we first started the ministry. And he told me to have communion. And I'm like, really? Online? He's like, yeah, why not? Here we go. Now what we're going to do here is we're going to read, we're going to put the verses of the communion verses up on the screen so that you can be a part of it. And we're going to read the verses, pray the prayer, and then receive the communion elements together. Hey, wait a minute. What am I got? Am I got it shared right? Can you see the screen?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Here we go. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took the bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it, and he said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. 26. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death, Jesus' redemptive work, until he comes. Let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. God's love is perfect. Love been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. You notice how the last verse said judgment, and this one says judgment? Because as he is, present tense is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love. Perfect love cast out fear and its torment in Jesus' mighty, awesome, wonderful name. I love this.
Amen.
He who fears has not been made perfect in love. So today, be made perfect in him. And now, you may have never thought you would take communion online. But we've done this now for 3 years. Wow, we're coming up on 4 years, aren't we? Wow, that's amazing. So maybe you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life. You've never prayed this prayer of salvation. I encourage you to do it right now. If you pray this prayer and you mean it down in your heart, then you will be born again and ready to receive the communion elements in Jesus' name. I want everybody to say the verses with me. Here we go. The prayer of salvation. I thank you, God, my Father, that in the fullness of time, you sent the fullness of Jesus to redeem my life by his blood from destruction. Thank you, Jesus, for giving yourself for me so that I can be made complete in you every day. According to John 3:16, I choose to believe you are the only begotten Son of God, and you rose again on the third day for me. Reach out your hands and say, I receive you, Jesus, into my life. I receive all of your grace and mercy, all of your love and righteousness. filling every part of my life with all the fullness of God. Thank you. None of my sins are imputed against me. I have been made a new creation in you, Christ Jesus. Fill me and baptize me with the Holy Spirit and fire, so that I live in power, understand the word of God, pray in my heavenly language, and live a successful life as a believer every day. Surround me with godly people who will help me know how to walk with you every day. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Welcome to the family of God. Welcome. We're glad to have you. We shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, that you have been born again. And now, salvation instructions. Jesus, the light of the world, just came to live inside of you. Your darkness just turned to light. Jesus, the author and finisher of the faith, came to live in you. And therefore, fear turns to faith. You have been made into the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, and your sins were imputed to Jesus. And you are an heir of God and a joint heir of Jesus. You might say, Pastor, I don't even know how all that stuff happened to me in that prayer. Well, all God says is, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will hear the hear and open the door, and all Jesus needs is enough of the door open that says, yeah, they want me in, and he's coming in. He's not willing that any should perish. And he's the one making that transformation in your life right now. These are some verses. You can screenshot that on your phone. John 3:16, 2 Corinthians 5:17 to 21. I gave a lot of verses tonight, but if you're a brand new believer, stick with these ones. It'll transform your life. Here's my email address and website, and make sure on all of our social platforms you click like, subscribe, and hit the bell so you're notified when we are going live, because we want you to be with us, and we will help you in Jesus' mighty name. Here we go. Let's lift up our communion elements. You are now ready to receive communion with all of us in Jesus' mighty name. Isn't that awesome?
Mm-hmm.
You might say, I never guessed it happened, Pastor. I know. But I love it when the little tiny wimpy demon that was behind COVID showed up, the Church of Jesus Christ crushed it all over the world. And we just said, it don't make a difference. The communion elements work at my house, whether the pastor's standing in front of me or not. Why? Because his broken body and his blood shed never loses its power. Ready? Pray this with me.
Jesus.
Hold on, I've got to find it. Jesus, as you instructed your disciples, I receive these elements today. This bread, representing your broken body, and this juice, representing your blood poured out for me. I do this
in remembrance of you
and all you did for me. Pray this right out loud. Jesus, you were wounded for my transgression. You were bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement for my peace is on you, Lord, and by your stripes I am healed in my spirit, in my soul, and in my body, in my mind, in my will, and in my emotion. There is nothing missing. nothing broken. All trauma is removed from my life now. Every joint supply in my body, from your broken body, Jesus, in the body of Christ, in my community, and around the world, wherever you send me for this prayer. I receive the bread, your body broken now, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Let's receive the bread together. Thank you, Jesus, that your body was broken for me. And now, let's lift up the cup of blessing. I bless this fruit of the vine in obedience to your word, in remembrance of your blood shed to provide redemption's price and righteousness for me. By your blood, Jesus, I have been redeemed. By your blood, Jesus, I have reconciliation with God my Father. By your blood, Jesus, every sin has been placed in remission in my life. I am a new creation, recreated in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away, and now all things are made new. The blood of Jesus, I come boldly to the throne room of grace, where I find mercy, grace, and help for my assignment, my dominion mandate on this earth. By your blood, Jesus, and by the word of my testimony, the accuser of the brethren is cast down forever, and there is no condemnation
in my life.
By your blood, Jesus,
every plague, every curse
must pass over and cannot be on me or my family. By your blood, Jesus, my conscience is purged, my robes are made white, and I will always be the glorious church without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish when you come for me. I receive the fruit of the vine now. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Let's receive it together. You know, that last paragraph there, by your blood, Jesus, my conscience purged. And that's what the verse the pastor gave Dr. Barclay when he came back from Vietnam. He told him, the blood will purge all of that war and violence out of your consciousness. Take the blood of Jesus to it. So pastor got a bunch of verses on the blood. He spoke them every day, and he declared, by the blood of Jesus, my conscience is purged. And he never has woke up one time with any bad dreams from that. Wow. And if there was anybody, it was in horrible combat. It was him, you know, what they had to do. Your robes are made white by one connection with the blood of Jesus. And then it says, I will always be the Lord's church. Why? Because of the blood. And we take it every day here by the instruction of Almighty God. And you'll be the glorious church. And you won't have any spots. And you won't have any wrinkles. And you won't have any blemishes. And when Jesus comes, you won't have any trouble finding you and me, because we'll be pure as white snow. In Jesus' mighty name. Well, let's, what are we doing now? I got to get this off of here like that. There we go. Now, let's sing a song about the blood. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. It washes away as snow. For your blood, dear Jesus. Thank you for your blood, dear Jesus. Thank you for your blood, dear Jesus. It washes white as snow. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Well, Sister Phyllis, you ready? Let's do the Ephesians verses while you're digging them up. I'll say this. I encourage you to come and join us on the Feed the Word program. It's a very, very, very simple, very simple discipleship process that will really train you in the things of God. It really will. And you'll learn, you'll grow and develop. And you will find great strength in it. And so we encourage you to be there in Jesus' mighty name. Here we go, Sister Phyllis. Ephesians verses. And the Revelation verses. Don't forget the Revelation verses.
You know, I went and got my teeth done, right?
Oh,
I'm teaching from this medicine. I don't know if I can.
Oh, that's okay. That's okay. Father, we bless Sister Phyllis and her teeth. Do you have them with you, or does it take a while?
Oh, they're hurting my mouth right this minute.
Father, we pray right now for Sister Phyllis. Bless her. Strengthen her. Pain, go now. Pain, go now. Gums, heal now in Jesus' mighty name. And may great blessing come to our sister with a new set of chompers. In the mighty name of Jesus,
amen.
We declare they're the perfect fit. In Jesus' mighty name, in Jesus' mighty name,
amen.
And amen. Thank you for reminding me, Phyllis. Don't worry about it. Sister Leanne's already got them pulled up. She's ready to read.
I love her voice.
I was actually joking. I'm in 14. For this reason, I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. if all y'all knew how often there was things almost thrown at me. No, that's not true. She's dead. From whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. Thank you, Father. That he would grant to you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his spirit in the inner man. That Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. He's going to dwell in here through faith, that you being rooted and grounded in God's love, you may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and the length and the depth and the height. To know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Unto him who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. To him be the glory in the church, Christ Jesus, to all generations, forever and ever. That's another one of those confessions. That's an easy one to make. Copy 14 through 21. And just personalize it. Some of it already is personalized, but it's a blessing. And that's another one Sister Leanne and I did. Here we go. Verse 5. And this is Revelation 1:5. And from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead. He's the first one to be born again. The ruler over the kings of the earth. to him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood and has made us kings and priests to his God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion. Behold, he's coming with the clouds. Every eye will see him, even those who pierced him. All the tribes of the earth will mourn because of him. Even so, amen. And Jesus says, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, says the Lord, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I declare over every one of you while you sleep tonight, and we declare it over your family, your friends, your children. We declare in the mighty name of Jesus that in a dream, in a vision of the night, deep sleep falls upon them. While they're slumbering on their bed, God seals their instruction, turns their foot from the wrong path, guides them in the way, and restores to them the years the locusts have eaten. Till we see you again right here tomorrow morning for prayer. And read the word and whatever else God has us do. We call you blessed in Jesus' mighty name. Remember this? We love you.
We love you.
And God loves you. And Jesus is Lord. And Jesus is Lord. God bless you, you, Blog Talk Radio. See you again real soon. Welcome, Ecuador. It's good to have you.